Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Sorry about that little delay there. Still trying to figure out this mic situation. I am back from the dead. I was sick. I was injured. I was sick and tired and injured. But I am back. I'm back on a Friday night at 9 o'clock. I probably have zero listeners right now. Negative two. I'm not even listening to myself at this moment. What's going on? It's Friday night. What's everybody doing? Are you getting ready for work tomorrow? I know I'm not. Billy Bo has a new job, but he's not going to discuss it on air. So let's just say I have a pretty cake job. It pays good. I do good work. I work Monday through Friday. I have weekends off. I have a lot of perks, and it's in an industry that I love. So that's that. You won't ever hear me complaining about my job ever again, because I used to complain about my job, although nobody knew what it was, but not anymore. So anyway, what's going on? It's Friday. It's October. It's October baseball. I'm following the game right now, which is the Mets and the Dodgers in the. The score is 1-0. Is the Mets over the Dodgers in Los Angeles. And that means the Dodgers were going to lose a game. So, yeah. Dodgers are down 1-0. Jacob DeGrom from the Mets is pitching lights out baseball right now. So, that's that. What's funny nowadays? What I want to get into is what's been funny. What's good? Does anybody miss me? Eh? You miss me? No? Okay, good. I can get right in it, you know. There is what's in on the news. So I was reading the news, and this man in India, he was carrying around his wife's severed head and an axe in the other hand. Finally, he was arrested by police. He said that he was window chopping with his wife. Window chopping. Yeah, so what's been going on? I know there's been some problems. There was an unfortunate incident in Oregon. A man went on a shooting spree and killed 9 people, I want to say, injured others, just was hell-bent on really ending people's lives. He went in there asking, you know, what faith are you? Are you Christian? What are you? And people that stood up were saying what they were, and he'd shoot them, you know. There's been a lot of controversy about what his nationality was. You notice it's not really much in the news right now. You know what I did notice, and I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to say what I've noticed. And I've been, you know, I read the news all the time. When that Dylan, no, was this the guy that shot those black folks in the church in down south, Charlotte, I believe. I want to say Charlotte. No. South Carolina. Anyway, there was a big thing afterwards about it was a hate crime, guns are the problem, he was a white supremacist, the rebel flag, blah, blah. This went on for weeks. There were protests There were this, there were that, there were all kinds of things. He shot those people in cold blood. He deserves whatever he gets. Excuse me. So y'all remember that when dude shot those black folks in the church. Now, this dude in Oregon shot all those people, mostly white females. He himself was of mixed race. He was black. His mother was black. His father was white. He has been shown that he was friends with somebody that might have had ties to a terrorist organization. These are all allegations, but you know, they're pretty strong. Unless you know otherwise, don't chime in, but we're only being fed what the media feeds us. Remember that. Anyway, so he's a half black, half white male who was shooting white females after they claimed they were Christian. Now, you still see it in the news? This just happened last week. You see it in the news now? Are they banning stuff? Is there protests? Are there riots? Cars being flipped over? Hashtags? Things like that? No, you don't see it. That's a damn shame. I'm just saying what I notice. Nobody can explain. All they do is, well, you know, he said he was mixed. So is Obama. But apparently Obama's just black. But hey, who am I? You know, I'm just pointing out what I see, what I notice, and what people are saying. I bring to light what people say. I bring to light the double standards, and I bring to light the comedy. I like to put a comedy spin on it. Speaking of which, Obama chimed in, and boy, he couldn't even like name the names of them. He couldn't say, I pray for their family. Let's pray for the victim. He's like, the gun is the problem. It shot all those people by itself. It just jumped out of its case, loaded itself, shot them all. We have a gun problem. It's us against the guns. No, it's not us against the guns, and it's not a gun problem. A gun is an inanimate object. You lay it on the floor, and it's going to stay there and rust. Like a tool. Do you know if you hit somebody in the head with a wrench, you could kill them? If you lay that wrench down, it's harmless? Yeesh. So it's not really a gun problem. It's just the ease of people flipping out with the gun is the problem. Don't mind me. I've got that post-nasal drip thing going on after a cold. You know, anybody can get in a car and mow down a bunch of people, but they don't do it because they're sensible. Anybody without a criminal record can go get a gun and mow down a bunch of people, but they don't because they're sensible. Unsensible people and people with problems, they'll get a gun and they'll buy it and they'll mow down a bunch of people. So we don't have a gun problem. We have a crazy people problem. If your family is crazy, please get them admitted. Please give them pills. Give them anything. Give them suppositories. Give them whatever you need to give them to keep them sane and happy and safe. Don't give them a gun. Here, this'll make you feel a lot better. Why don't you go out in traffic and play with this gun? Man, his parents didn't see this? The dude had a bunch of guns. He wasn't just some nut. I mean, he wasn't like, well, you know, I'm cool. He was a young guy. I know there's old men with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of guns. Never shot a soul in their life. Never shot a soul in their life. So if you say it's a gun problem, no. We don't have a gun problem. We have a crime problem. We have a crazy people problem. Even Steven Seagal thinks so, but he's kind of going, I don't know what's going on with Steven Seagal. I think he's crazy. I mean, he's like, yeah, you know, the mass shootings are engineered by the government. They're engineered by the government, these mass shootings, to get guns. I don't think so. You know, I'm starting to believe that. I don't think so. I think he's a little nut now. I think he's a little nut job. What is engineered, though, is I think his weight is engineered by forks and spoons because he needs to lay those down. Dude is, like, round. He just kind of waddles up. Let me just speak on this, and then waddles back away. I don't know what he's doing. Anyway, enough about that. I like to want everyone to hear this. Everybody has one of these. We have one. I still have one. I'm sure my mom still has one. Your mom still has one. No matter whose house you go to, everybody has one of these.
It's time to celebrate one of the most iconic pieces in American folklore. Something that has been around for hundreds of years. I'm talking about junk drawer. That's right, junk drawer. If you're looking for that one extra candle to put on Meemaw's 90th birthday cake, junk drawer is there. If you need that roll of duct tape to repair that front light on your hoopty, junk drawer is there. And if you're in the throes of passion and you just cannot find that extra prophylactic you're desperately looking for, yes, junk drawer is there. Oh, by the way, all those satanic heavy metal records and that prized adult video that you owned 20 years ago? Yep, that's in the junk drawer too. So dig in, America. Your treasure chest awaits you.
So, everybody's got a junk drawer. You know, you got some tape in there. You got something in there. You know, you got something. You've got some old batteries. You've got some, maybe your Meemaw is buried in that junk drawer. Get me out of here. No, Meemaw. Oh, man. Meemaw. Anyway. I had to take the rubber bands out of my mouth because it was restricting my my speech. I still got my braces. Teeth are getting straight. If you go to my Facebook or my Instagram, you will see that I routinely take pictures. My Instagram is for adults only. No, there's no nudity. It's just for adults only, you know. No, but, I work out just to show my progress. And I guess I see a lot of that, and it's like, well, I'm not as bad as some people. Every other picture is in flexing. I'm at the gym. I just did this. I just did that. You know, most of the time I just take a picture of my face just to show how the hard work that I'm doing, you know, and you could too. But some people are just like, look at my legs, look at my crotch, look at my abs, you know, I'm making gains. Well, dude, you're muscular, but your pee-pee looks like a little peanut. Look like a little M&M in a sock. Anyway, do you remember years ago? Some of you probably remember this and some of you don't. Somebody that would have a car alarm and they would like be out of range. So what would they do? Stick it on the side of their cheek. Oh, this works. I'm sorry. What? You're out of range for your car alarm, so you're going to stick it on the side of your face like you're some radioactive man. Like you're some radio tower that can just beam RF signal. Oh, this will help. It didn't do anything. Oh. The fillings in my mouth. The fillings in my mouth, they help it. The fillings in the mouth, in your mouth, are killing your brain cells. If you think that that's helping, you're out of range, chirper. Just go up to the car and do it. Don't stick it in your mouth. Jeez. Speaking of back in the day, I used to hang out with some friends, and we play Nintendo. And you'd play Nintendo and get mad. Like extremely mad at Nintendo. I mean, to the point where it's like you literally get so mad. I don't think our generation ever grew up with a game system that was so hard to beat, quite like Nintendo, the first Nintendo. It was like, you know, we had Atari, and those were hard too. And I was like, why the hell were those so hard? It's like those games were hard to play. Remember Pac-Man? Bong, 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 boop, 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 bong, 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 bong. What kind of cheap shit were we playing? I mean, it was back then, though, it was like the shit. First, it was Pong, and that was like, yeah, that's fun. Let's go back to play Monopoly. And then Atari came out with their games. Of course, we'd all, you know, we'd go to the arcade and put our quarters up there on the machine. I'm next. Whose quarters are all these? There's like $3 up here. They all look alike. You put your quarter up there. You were next. I remember those days. I'm next. Put my quarter up there. Like a line. That was good. That was fun. That was kind of like, you know, that was a lot of fun. Putting your quarters up there. Throwing the controller at your Nintendo because it pissed you off. Those were good times, man. We won't do that now, man. You see how much controllers are? They're more expensive than the games. They're like got sticks and bats and wands and they're RF and they're wireless and they speak and they vibrate and they do all kinds of stuff. You think I'm going to throw that? No way. You just kind of go, ooh, you got me this time. Man. It's time to stop gaming when you're doing that. And, you know, I used to get mad at my game systems way back in the day, though, but not anymore. I mean, yeah, you hear everything with this show. You hear yawning. You hear it all. But, yeah, I had a friend. You probably, if he's listening now, sorry, buddy, but, you know, I got to call you out on this one. He used to play Ghosts and Goblins, and it was a really cool game, actually. It was, like, really cool. I liked it, you know. I wasn't that good at it. I just don't have patience. It's like, if I can't beat it within 10 minutes, I'm like, this sucks. Give me something else, man. And he would just play it hours on end. He beat the game, but, man, those games back in the day, I mean, you couldn't just beat it. Well, I beat it in the afternoon. Like, my brother got really good at Scarface and beat it, like, you know, in an afternoon. I was like, oh, cool. No, these were games you had to play for weeks to beat it. I mean, you had to sit there like till 4 or 5 in the morning and you're like a zombie playing these games. I mean, we still play the games like that today, but we're talking to somebody over across the world. No, I shot you first, bitch. No, I shot you. Oh, you punk. And everything's always, I can just imagine the way people talk smack about each other. It's like they just can't talk normal. They got to, oh, fuck you, bitch. No, I shot you, bitch. This is how we play a game, bitch. No, I shot you. Fuck you. That's how we play. No, no, bitch. Come on, just play the game. Do you got to talk smack like that? It's like, do you really have to talk shit while playing the game? How tough do you sound? Let me ask you, go outside, take one of your controllers, put your headset on, and go start a fight. I bet you would get mollywopped. First, you get laughed at. Who the fuck are you supposed to be? Oh, bitch, I'm a gamer, bitch. I'll fuck you up, bitch. No, you're 14, all right? You've got pimples. You've got some gadget on your head, and you've got a controller in your hand. Slap. Get out of my face with that. And talk mad mess to each other. Like, come on, man. You're 3,000 miles away. You ain't going to do anything. Shut up. Stop talking. Save your breath. Play the game. Or just get off the game. But, you know, they just kids. Anyway, so he used to play this game hours, and we'd sit there and watch him. Like it was the shit. No, forget about movies. Forget about girls. Forget about everything. This game, watching my friend play this game was the highlight of the weekend. Hey, let's go to so-and-so's house. All right, cool. And he'd be playing that damn game. And he would get so mad that he would throw the controller. Now he had hardwood floors. He'd throw the controller and he'd yell, "You're my bitch. You're my whore." At the game. And we just thought it was the funniest. Because when somebody loses it, when they lose their shit, you can't help but laugh. You can't help but laugh, especially if it's something so measly, like a game. Like, dude, just turn it off. Take a walk. Get something to eat. You're yelling at a game that isn't going to respond to you. It's not going to go, hey, who are you calling a bitch? I'll turn off forever, buddy. You want to fight? You want to go? Come on, bitch. I got you, bitch. Come on, bitch. Let's go, bitch. Oh, fuck you, bitch. No, I'll shoot you. That's what your game is going to say back to you. Your game does talk back to you. It's somebody from New York. It was like, you know, playing the game with you, and I'll shoot you in the head. It's like, just, And used to throw that controller. Man, that's when they made the controllers and the game systems in Japan. They were made like rock hard tough. They were made like 240Zs. These things, you could rebuild them and throw them and toss them and do whatever. And they didn't do a thing, because he used to toss this thing like it was a shot put. Man, he used to toss it like he was pitching, like he was Nolan Ryan. You're my bitch. Cling, smack, smack. All you hear is just bounce off the floor and the TV, and the thing would still be on. Like, yeah, no big deal. You know, another thing, what did we used to do? It's what did we used to do? We used to, what is that we used to do? Oh, I got sidetracked. That's what I get for reading text messages while I should be doing my show. But that's part of it. Keeping in communication with my listeners and my fans, my old two of you. Thank you very much for not listening tonight, but for archiving it maybe in the next few days. Noah, who used to blow into the games? We did that. I don't know why. And we passed it down generation to generation. I mean, you're not going to blow on a CD now, are you? I'd like to see that. But I remember back in the day, we used to blow on the games. Like, it was caked up with so much dust. Like, that thing had been sitting since the 1940s, that we needed all that air pressure to blow all that dust out of that game. Because, oh, wow, it was so dusty. Smacking it. That'll help it. Oh, it still doesn't work? Gee, let me try blowing on it again. Knock yourself out. You're going to pass out doing that. That's not what the problem was. Then you jiggle it, jiggle it some more, jiggle it some more, jiggle it some more, and it just freeze, making noise. It's like, what are these games? What's the matter with these? Now, that used to get me mad. You're supposed to work. You're my bitch. You're my whore. No, I didn't really say it. In fact, I never had a Nintendo. You know, my first ever game system was a PS2. Yes. My first ever game system was a PS2. Wait a minute. No, it was a PlayStation. Yeah. I think I had a PlayStation. Yeah. Yeah, I did. I don't remember if it was used or not, but that was my personal first ever. Still got to get the PS4. I'm not much of a gamer. I watch movies, go on the internet with it, go on Amazon. I'd like to play some games, and I think I have some time. I didn't used to have time, but thanks to my new job and my new employer, I've bought myself a lot of time. And time is precious. Time is more precious than money, if you think about it. And I was just thinking about this the other day. What is something that we cannot get back? And that is time. Our time is so precious. We wake up to a certain time. We have a certain amount of time for breaks, certain amount of time for work, certain amount of time we need to sleep, certain amount of time. We're judging each other. We're structuring each other with time. I'm going to be at work for 8 hours. I'm going to take a half hour lunch. I'm going to go to the gym for an hour. It takes me 20 minutes to get there. It takes me 20 minutes to get back. Oh, cook that for 10 minutes. Eat this for 20 minutes. Your reservation's at 8:30. You know what I'm saying? Everything, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Everything is time. Everything is time. Don't waste your time, is what I'm trying to tell you. And that's a positive message for tonight, without all the cursing. I got to be funny now. Runners. Oh, man. I always see these runners. Well, I used to see these runners at my old job running down the street. And, you know, I get that you're trying to stay in shape, you're trying to stay fit, but good God, do you ever see a runner that looks happy, that looks like they're healthy? They're running down the street looking like they're trying to beat heart disease. Like, they literally have heart disease and they're trying to fight it by running. They look so sick, so gray, so unhappy. Runners look the most unhappiest when they're running. Who loves to run? Nobody loves to run. I mean, if you're like smiling and going, yeah, you know, this is fun. Breathing hard like that for an extended amount of time. What fun is that? What fun is that? Not even during SEX do we breathe for 20 minutes the same way running. It's like, come on, I'm done. I'm just worn out. You could stop running. You could. Our body, we're not made to run, but having good lung capacity is important, because you never know when, you know, you may need to run. But if you don't need to run, don't run. Don't run. But having good lung capacity is good. The problem is that you can't stop running. If you run for like a 30 minutes for one day and go, yep, I'm good for the rest of my life. No, you got to do it again. Yes, you got to do it again. Get your ass up and start running again. You mean I got to do another 30 minutes? Can I just wait for 6 months? No. As a matter of fact, you got to do another 30 minutes tomorrow. That's why they look all mad. That's why they're all skinny up top, like, yeah, I need an egg. You need more than an egg. You need like a blood transfusion. You look like you're dying when you're running. They look so miserable, like pissed off. Man. So I used to work in San Francisco. Not anymore. So San Francisco has an online poo report. Yes, you heard that right. An online poo report. You could go online and you could see where people have literally taken a shit in the streets, on sidewalks, things like that. Somebody has the time. I don't know if he's literally going around like, oh, it's right here on the corner of 3rd and Market, and it's a fresh one. Let me write this down. In fact, I'm going to take a sample. Kind of nutty. Smells like bums. Let me clue this genius in who created, and genius, I'm being very sarcastic here, who made this poo thing. And you're probably going to end up looking for it. That's the most stupidest, asinine, dumbest thing ever. People have been shitting in the streets since the beginning of time. There's no need to have a report about it. You're just bored. There's no more ideas, so you're thinking of up stuff. I'm going to come out with one, the most aggressive, smelliest bum report. And I'm just going to go around and go, don't go to the corner of Kearney and Geary because there's a bum who smells like dead people. Don't go there, and he'll chase you. And he's a runner. He's fast. Oh, it's just a runner. He's not a bum. Okay. Well, disregard then. It's like, dude, can't you just be the next, like, I don't know, banker? Or can't you come up with a new game? Everybody loves playing games on their phone. Speaking of phones, have they gotten bigger? Nice. TD Voice Talent's having some nice-looking beer. Have phones just gotten bigger? I just recently got a Nexus 6. This thing is huge. It's a 6-inch screen. I swear to God, back in the day when I first got a phone, it was small and I loved it. It was like, man, this thing is awesome. I felt like a giant holding this thing.
I got a cell phone from an Englishman.
Well, it wasn't really Englishman, but it was small. It was cool. I could wrap my little pudgy fingers around it. Now I got this big Nexus 6. I need two hands to hold this thing. It's huge. It's like, next I'll be carrying my laptop around, making phone calls with that. And that's the next thing. So I'm just like, you know, and I just got a good bit of news. I'm just unbelievably happy right now. If my employer is listening, you're awesome. You're awesome, dude. You saved my life. You saved me time. Remember that. And I am always, always loyal. Always loyal. I don't have anything else to say. I did have some to say, but I'm going to save that for next time. I want to thank everybody for listening in. You know, you guys have been great.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.